And this morning we are talking with Joe Brin, Vietnam veteran and member of Oscoda Legion Riders. Good morning again, my friend.
Good morning, Deborah. We are fast approaching this big event.
We are so close, just a couple of days away. It's coming up this Friday through Sunday. What we are talking about, of course, is Operation LZ Michigan. Joe, remind us what LZ is.
LZ stands for Landing Zone, quite popular amongst the Vietnam veterans back in the Vietnam War. Whenever a helicopter was coming in, that was classified as a landing zone, LZ.
So this is why we are getting together this Friday through Sunday for Operation LZ Michigan, is to welcome home our Vietnam veterans and a tribute and a thank you to pretty much all veterans, and everybody is welcome. So let's talk about what's going to be happening. We're going to kick off Friday night at about 6 o'clock with what?
Well, we have a big opening ceremony, of course, the posting of the flag, color guard. We've got the Letters from Home singers. We'll be doing the national anthem. We've got several key guest speakers, including Bobby Boddy. He was the 2015 Michigan Veteran of the Year and has just been selected as the National Veteran of the Year as one of our featured guest speakers. So that's going to be a very moving part of our ceremony that I hope everybody comes out to enjoy.
Now, actually, I need to back up a little bit, because the first part, before we even get to 6 o'clock and the guest speakers on Friday night, we have the Oscoda Legion Riders and pretty much any motorcycle rider who wants to take part in bringing the Small Michigan Tribute Wall to the Oscoda Airport.
That's correct. We're going to be meeting, like we did last year, at the Gateway Park in Tawas. And again, it seems to be growing in numbers. We estimated initially maybe 100 to 150 bikes, and I think we're going to be close to last year's numbers, well over 300 bikes, with bikes coming from all over the state wishing to attend this. They line up starting at 11:30. We'll depart at 1 o'clock. We will have local law enforcement assistance, and we will escort the Michigan Wall to the event site at the near the Wichita Air Force Base in Oscoda.
Now, we should probably mention that any rider, any motorcycle rider who wants to take part in that is most certainly welcome to do that. Again, line up at 11:30 Friday morning at Gateway Park in Tawas. Kickstands up at 1 o'clock, and all of those motorcycle riders will be bringing that Small Michigan Tribute Wall to the Oscoda Airport for Operation LZ Michigan. And again, they don't need to let you know that they're coming, right, Joe? They can just show up as long as they're at Gateway Park around 11:30 Friday.
Exactly. There's no registration and no cost. Just get there. There'll be people there to line them up, and we'll do just like we did last year. We'll lead it off with several Vietnam veterans leading the event, followed by the wall, and then everybody will be following side by side, two by two.
Now, through the weekend, you're going to have military vehicle displays, guest speakers, vendors, memorabilia displays. We should probably mention right off the bat, too, it's free and open to everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. We're not looking to make money off of this. We want everybody to come out and help us say thank you to our Vietnam veterans and welcome them home in the way that was not done some 40 years ago.
Now that we mentioned that everything is free, parking is free, admission is free, everybody is welcome, we want to let everybody know that there is a cost to put this on, even though you guys are not passing that forward to anybody who shows up for Operation LZ Michigan, but you are looking for donations. Donations are needed.
Absolutely. We're still short of our goal. And of course, we understand the economical environment that we are in, and how everybody, including our business, are struggling. But this is so important. This is something that we need to do. And we're hoping the community steps up, and businesses and individuals. It doesn't take a lot out of your pocket, but every little bit adds up. And we can help pay for this and make sure that we do it and do it right.
Now, if you'd like to donate or you'd like more information, maybe a full schedule of events that are going to be happening this Friday through Sunday for Operation LZ Michigan, you can log on to OperationLZMichigan.org. So not only do we have all of that stuff that we've already talked about, let's talk about some entertainment that's going to be there. Lynn Roberts.
Yeah, Lynn Roberts. He bills himself as Lynn Wynn Roberts. He's a professional impersonator. He's also a singer and a songwriter and has his own band. But what he'll be doing at our event is impersonating Bob Hope, Jack Benny, and Red Skelton. And he does all three. And you'll think you're watching them. They've come back to life.
Now, here's another bit of entertainment that you do not want to miss, and that is Letters from Home.
Two gals out of North Carolina, reminiscent of the Andrews sisters back in the World War II and Korean era. These gals will come in, they'll change costumes, they'll do patriotic songs, they'll tap dance, and they will just bleed your heart. You're going to think, again, you're back in the day watching entertainment at its best.
The American Huey 369.
This is a restored vehicle, flyable Vietnam aircraft. It actually flew missions in Vietnam. That'll be up there Friday, Saturday, and half a day on Sunday. It'll be on static display for those that want to sit in it and see what those aircraft were really like back in its day. But it also offers membership flights. It's $100 per person. That's to offset the cost of the fuel and the maintenance and the upkeep, because you can't just buy parts from Huey just anywhere. These are restored Vietnam Hueys, and you've got to find military surplus parts and make sure that they meet the FAA requirements. So $100 per person, and they'll fly just like they did into Vietnam. You'll be strapped in, the doors will be open, and they'll be banking left and right, and if your stomach holds up, you're going to enjoy the flight.
To get more information on everything happening at OperationLZMichigan.org, by all means, family, friends, everybody, free admission, free parking, everybody is welcome to Operation LZ Michigan. Is coming up this Friday through Sunday at the Oscoda Wurtsmith Airport near the Wurtsmith Air Museum on the former base. It is time to say thank you for your service to our Vietnam veterans and our sacrifices to our country, and welcome home, and a tribute to all veterans. Joe Brin, Vietnam veteran and Oscoda Legion rider. Anything else that, I know there's a whole lot going on, so really the best thing is probably the website, Operation LZ Michigan, but is there anything else you want us to know this morning?
Yes, one last thing, and this is really important. The Air Force is bringing in a fully customized Dodge Challenger. It's a stealth and technology just like a Air Force fighter jet, and along that with that, they'll be bringing in a 40-foot-long interactive trailer where young adults and children can get in and play just like they were flying drones and do missions and see how this car was actually built. This is probably the only time this vehicle and this trailer will be seen in this part of Michigan in the next several years.
Beautiful. So you don't want to miss it. So many things happening during Operation LZ Michigan. Welcome home, Vietnam veterans. A thank you to all veterans. Log on to OperationLZMichigan.org. Bring everybody. Free parking, free admission. Welcome home, Vietnam veterans. Thank you to all of our veterans. It's happening this Friday through Sunday. Joe Brin, as always, my friend, thank you so much for your service to our country, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Deb and Carol Broadcasting, for allowing us to do this event and get the word out, and for your help and assistance. Again, you guys are also community-minded. It's great having you associated with this event.